This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A new biomanufacturing device makes biological production more accessible. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Researchers at Iowa State University have developed a biomanufacturing device that could make it more feasible for companies to produce biological products on a small scale. Funded by BioMade, the continuous Taylor Vortex fermenter extractor separator combines three expensive steps, fermentation, product extraction, and separation, into one device. Dr. Dennis Vihil, chemical and biological engineering professor at ISU, was one of the researchers who worked on this project. He said this device eliminates the need for large, specialized facilities and makes biomanufacturing more accessible.
Usually there are multiple capital costs here involved with each step. So first you have to prepare the feedstock material that may require equipment. Then you carry out the actual fermentation in a bioreactor. There's a lot of cost associated with that as well. This device that we worked on, it tries to integrate several steps in one device.
ISU Professor Zengi Xiao said the device is only a few feet tall, which makes it easy to set up and move around while also providing a high volume of productivity.
So the current scale we are making is about like 14 liter. And so the height of the reactor is about like 3 to 4 feet. So it is more like movable. Instead of a really set up a really large fermenter, and we are able to carry out to a different places. And also because this process allow this continuous production. So we do not need to have a really bulky or high volume at the beginning.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.